want to take a couple of minutes to talk about the Veterinary Feed Directive. And Carrie, I know this is a topic that we could spend a couple of hours talking about, but let's get a kind of given the producers an update on where we're at as far as VFD is concerned.
Yes, and there is going to be a change how antibiotics are used in feed and water going forward. And the process began 3 years ago, and the timetable will be by the end of the year 2016 or by January 1st, 2017, if you use medically important antibiotics, they'll need to be only for therapy under the oversight of a veterinarian. So come January 1st, 2017, if you use feed a medication that are medically important, and these are shared class antibiotics, in the feed they'll need a VFD, a veterinary feed directive, issued by a licensed veterinarian in that state, or if they're using the water, it'll be a prescription.
So are there some things on farm that we can be doing right now to prepare for this?
That's a good question, and I think there is often many items that can be put into place if we're prepared. We don't want to get to the stage that we're not prepared to be able to provide the necessary medicine for our animals. What I would focus on, one, make sure you have a valid client-patient relationship. You have that involved with a veterinarian, identified that understands your systems, are willing to assume their responsibility. Check with your suppliers of these products. Make sure how that system is going to work, and if you've looked through that process going forward. Third, training. I think we can all be better trained in all aspects of how to do it better. And fourth, let's review our health program. Let's look at ways that we can reduce the need for antibiotics and make sure everything we're using is appropriate and responsible use.
Now, it's not just the livestock producer that needs to be up to speed on what all of this is going to mean. There's other people that need to have a clear understanding.
Yes. And with a VFD, the veterinarian is writing it, but he provides it to the feed supplier, and then he also supplies it to his client that keeps the records for 2 years. Then there's several other people involved with interpreting the use. That it will be oversight by the by inspectors to make sure one's complying. So we hope everyone's educated on the proper use and the oversight of antibiotics. The other is we have a great story to tell to our broader consumers that the pork industry is doing the right things to protect the effectiveness of antibiotics. And this is one demonstration that we are using veterinarians to make the decision when medicine needs to be used.
So is there a good source of information that producers can find right now to make sure they're doing what needs to be done?
Mm-hmm. I think individually, the veterinarian or feed supplier will have lots of information. Secondly, there will be educational forums sponsored by extensions, sponsored by feed companies, and sponsors of antibiotics to help train. Farm Foundation has been out trying to reach out growth that information broadly, and the FDA will be out as well. If you go to the pork.org site, they do have information about properly complying. And then if you go to the FDA site, there is specifics on questions, FAQs, on what you should be doing forward on antibiotic use.
Like we said, Carrie, this is a topic we could spend a long time talking about, but this is a good starting point.
It's doing the right thing. It will take a process to learn to make sure we do it right, but there is a path forward.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.